Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're talking about podcasts. We're talking about itty bitty podcasts. A podcast.
Merry Mini Mondays, Chunkies. I'm Carter.
I'm Doge.
And I'm Jordan.
That was almost like a ska version of our Mini Mondays.
Speaking of ska, no, it has nothing to do with it.
What if?
I was super excited. What if you fell into it?
Pick it up.
Have y'all seen the wild ride of 1 minute and 48 seconds that is the trailer for the new Saved by the Bell show?
No, but what? I heard about this.
No. Do we need to pause and watch it?
Yeah, we should watch it. We should watch it together. Listeners, we're going to take a magical time break and we'll be right back. Right now, you have two of our hosts who have not seen this trailer and then we're going to have their immediate reactions post.
Dude, I am.
Yeah.
Watching that.
I'm right. What do you think? I don't know what to think.
I didn't want to be in on it.
Did you guys grow up watching Saved by the Bell?
Yeah. I not a ton of it.
Dude, religiously for me. Every episode multiple times. And that, like, even that joke, I'm like, it feels like, I don't know that this is going to grab any new audiences, but it feels like it is for me.
No, I feel like it's going to grab new audiences.
You think so?
It feels like almost a semi reinvention. Like they're doing the humor of a show that might be coming out like today.
It said it was one of the writers of 30 Rock.
Yeah, that's surprising.
There you go.
Now, I don't know if you guys, how familiar you guys are with Canada's greatest gift to us, Degrassi.
Drake.
And so that's Degrassi, The Next Generation, which was the one that I sometimes snuck away to watch, even though I wasn't allowed to. And the way Degrassi worked is it was literally this. Degrassi was a show from like the, I guess, 80s or 90s. And then all the main characters of that show were the parents of the main characters of Degrassi, The Next Generation, with Drake and all of them. And it seems like this has potential. Saved by the Bell could be America's Degrassi.
Amazing. Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So I'm honestly very pumped about that.
Let's set aside our beef with Mario Lopez.
Beef is not with Mario Lopez.
You saw the thing.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that in just a little bit. I want to tell you, sometimes being a movie lover or just curious in movies at all, I feel like we tend to... Have y'all ever gone down rabbit trolls of...
Rabbit trolls, dude?
Rabbit trolls?
Rabbit trolls, dude.
Have you guys ever been down a rabbit trolls world tour?
Starring down Justin a Timberlake? Rabbit trail of like, oh, this movie's coming out. Oh, I remember this actor. Oh, he's going to be in that. Oh, she's going to be in that. Oh, that's coming out. Have you done
like
that
at least
before?
An hour of every day of my life.
So I stumbled upon an upcoming Adam McKay film. Okay. And so if we know of Adam McKay, he's done things like The Other Guys, Vice, The Big Short. He did writing for Ant-Man. And so Adam McKay has done some stuff a little bit all over the place. A lot of humor here, some action there. Have you heard about the movie? It's in pre-production and he is co-producing. The movie called Don't Look Up that's coming out in 2021.
No.
So he's the director, writer, producer. A pair of astronomers try to warn everyone on Earth that a giant meteorite will destroy the planet in 6 months. Here's the reason we're going over to this. It is already fully cast. Don't Look Up in 2021. It's a comedy. Would you like to hear who all is in?
Please.
Yes, please.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Timothy, Timothy Chalamet.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, she's back.
She's doing something again.
Cate Blanchett.
What the heck?
Jonah Hill. Meryl Streep.
What?
Matthew Perry. We took a turn.
Okay.
Here's another turn for you.
Could this be any better?
Ariana Grande.
What the
heck?
Okay.
What is... I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
What is this movie going to be?
This has stumbled upon our radar, much like the giant meteorite. So because they're giving a warning 6 months ahead of time, I'm going to give us a warning for the fans out there because we tend to go on rabbit trolls.
That cast list sounds like a list of Google searches of somebody who just woke up from a coma. You
know what I mean? It was like, how are they doing? With movies?
What's going on in Hollywood now?
Hold up. That's a bop. Wait, what's a bop?
Yeah. So I'd like to, I want to go back in time about 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. I made a really good Matthew Perry joke. And
yeah. No, it was good.
Was it Friends adjacent?
Yeah.
That's probably why I didn't get it.
It was really good. It's okay.
Do you want to say it again?
No, it just feels like
do it. Yeah, no, do it.
Matthew Perry's in this movie.
Could this be any better?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was on a break from movies.
Well, I mean, that's Ross, but yeah,
a lot of these people were on a break.
How is he doing?
Moon Knight. We familiar with this character?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
There's rumor that our Moon Knight has been cast.
Interesting.
And it's my boy.
It is your boy.
Cast in everything.
It is your boy. Tell him. I'll let you tell him.
Is it Mahershala?
Or a Doge?
No. Mahershala is playing Blade for Marvel.
Yeah.
It's Oscar Isaac.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
Isn't that good? And so hopefully that's what they're going to do. I know the Marvel stuff is something that I'm actively seeking because I am officially having some MCU withdrawals.
Same,
yeah,
dude.
It's been a while, man.
I don't know why it happened recently, but recently it hit me hard. And I'm thinking about kind of going maybe back through.
Ooh.
At first, I thought of just doing all of Thor because I love most of the Thor movies. Probably the worst Marvel movie is right there in the middle of the Thor franchise.
Yes, certainly.
But yeah, but that's quite the commitment.
Yeah,
but
that's
I am thinking about
a lot of movies.
Diving into that. You know, it's not much of a commitment, though.
Hmm.
Just answering an email or anything, just like acknowledging.
That's true.
Just having a working email address. Let's start
just
there.
Having a working email address. Guys, the Feliz Navidad thing, even if we had decided that we were going to slow down, news and time and the world and fate will not let Feliz Navidad go away for us. Quick refresher, back at the end of 2018, we were doing a lovely Christmas Hallmark series, and we began to see the ingredients as we watched more of these movies and thought, you know what, I think we could write our own. And so we did. It was called Feliz Navidad, starring Mario Lopez. And then several months after that, several months after that.
Many long times.
Heartbreak Films, which is cleverly named because it is owned by and run by Melissa Joan Hart and her mom, announced that they had a movie that was going to be coming out, which at this point is about a couple of weeks away on Lifetime, called Feliz Navidad, starring Mario Lopez. This movie, so Feliz Navidad, and it's because I follow Melissa that I'm getting notifications all the time, which she does post often.
She posts a strangely high amount.
She posts a lot. She posts a lot. It's almost as if she has time to respond to emails.
You'd think so.
Or direct messages or Instagram comments.
Feliz Navidad is getting the biggest hype. I think
I have seen
for a streaming Christmas movie.
Not just
Joan
a streaming Christmas movie. It's Lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on Lifetime. And you can actually, Chunkies, you'll be able to see that when it comes out. The air date is going to be November 21st.
This is like Lifetime's The Mandalorian. This is why you should get Lifetime.
The Mandalorian. A few things had come to light recently, and I think I might have read it online, but there's a lot of similarities, guys. There's so many similarities outside of the exact name and the exact lead actor. We do have very similar scripts, but they were on the cover. Melissa Joan Hart Kelly Rowland and Mario Lopez were on the cover of People magazine. And can I, it's fine. Is it just,
yeah,
it's worth sharing.
You have to. It's
okay.
So, good.
So I got a notification. I got a notification, Instagram notification that Melissa's own heart had posted a photo detailed in on that notification on that photo. And it was her with Mario and Kelly Rowland on the cover of People talking about It's a Wonderful Lifetime. So the whole world, like the Lifetime movie train has been going and chugging along for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems like, and it could be the whole pandemic streaming, you know, times a million thing. Like we're so much more interested in streaming right now because we don't have the movie theaters. But there's more hype than ever for all the new Christmas movies that are going to be streaming this year. And it feels like the flagship product is Feliz Navidad with
How
Mario
did
Lopez.
This happen?
It's completely wild. But anyways, I get the notification and I read the comment. And Melissa is essentially saying how she's so excited about the upcoming holiday season and to be on the cover of People with her friends, Mario Lopez and Toni Braxton. And I said,
nope.
I said, huh, that's not Toni Braxton. That's Kelly Rowland. And I'm seeing the comments just kind of like blip, 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 blip. And it's all these people that are like, That's Kelly Rowland. Yeah, sorry. That's Kelly. Honey, that's Kelly Rowland. I believe that's Kelly Rowland. And she would later, perhaps with a recommendation from her PR team, Melissa would, of course, change this within 4 or 5 minutes and then start to reply and comment on or reply to the comments on her own Instagram post saying, hey, I can't believe I missed that. I've gone and corrected it. Ooh, like doing the emoji of like, oh no, I got it wrong. But in that time, she decides to also reply to us. Melissa Joan Hart has had an interaction with Two Chunks and a Hunk. And guys, how do you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a win does that feel for you?
Two.
They said two. At the same time, why is
this was
not
nothing.
Enough?
This was
why
nothing.
Is it not? Now here's the deal: you have been interacted with. That means she's put eyes on our name. You have been interacted with Melissa Joan Hart.
This was the Instagram equivalent of going to her office to pitch a movie to her, and she high fives you on the way out the door.
Yeah, Doge. Why she's is still, it a two to you?
Because she hasn't seen the DM. We know for a fact she has not read the DM that we sent her. We sent another email to Heartbreak Films. Their email does not work. So this is, to me, the equivalent of somebody saying, hey, we should get coffee sometime.
And then
they don't mean it. If somebody
says
that to you, they don't mean it.
Does it feel worse or does it give you hope? I'll read her comment really quick. We had said, Two Chunks and a Hunk said, hello, Melissa. We're getting a little tired of saying this, but check your DMs for a message from us regarding Feliz Navidad! ! Melissa says, Two Chunks and a Hunk, I don't think I get DMs unless I follow the person, and I don't really ever check them anyhow. I just come here once in a while for a quick post and respond occasionally to comments when I'm in the pickup line waiting for my kids. Apologies.
She must always be in that pickup line then.
When she's in the pickup line waiting for her kids. That felt like a, like, how dare you pick on a mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of card yeah. to play there. But anyways, we did get somewhat of a reply from her. We're not totally sure what to do from here, but something that we do know, and we're not going to make it super official, is we know that we will be watching Feliz Navidad when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all saw the article, right, about her saying Mario asked her to direct this movie? I'm wondering if it's a thing Mario brought to the table.
Oh, there's a twist here. I think maybe we consider re-releasing that episode the day that Feliz Navidad comes out. Our episode of writing
Two Chunks and a Hunk presents the real Feliz Navidad.
I mean, let's take advantage of when stuff starts trending. Like it probably will have some trending momentum, especially with Mario Lopez and the hype around the Saved by the Bell trailer that dropped. I feel like it's becoming a perfect storm. But what do we want in the end? What is all that we want from
our demands?
This-
Our demands are very clear.
I thought you were going to say our demands to be met.
Our demands are very clear. We want acknowledgement from Melissa. We think it'd be real fun if she'd come on a mini Monday with us and play a game. We recognize that's a long shot, but hey, she's making a movie that's real similar to ours, which feels like a long shot in and of itself.
She can do it in the pickup line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying, like Jesse Owuji. Like before we were even a thing.
I still can't
believe it.
I'm
not trying to toot our own horn here and say like we're a thing.
Jesse would say honk our own horn, I think.
Yeah, back in the days of Fast and Furious. I don't
think NASCARs have horns.
Do NASCARs not have horns?
I think so.
That would be hilarious. I don't think they, like, the point is, I'm in the way. Like, I get it, dude. Like, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Jesse Owuji came on, but he's just a really good man.
Oh, he's the best.
He's one of the best humans I've ever interacted with.
I heard he only hops on his Instagram when he's in the racing line, though. So.
Sorry, I was just going to pick up my kids. Sorry, I'm donating. I'm in a soup kitchen right now. I'm not going to be able to help you. Sorry, I can't.
I'm in the middle of being a literal national treasure.
Sorry, I can't answer your DMs.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yes, a lot of the fuel behind the Melissa Joan Hart, what would we call it? Not necessarily a controversy. It feels like it needs to have a bigger word than that.
The blood feud?
I have been super encouraged by all of those that follow us that are still in this, because this has been quite the battle. But we do have several of you that continue to comment and stuff. And so in the spirit of the kind of doing this together, being of one hive mind, I wanted to play a game that was almost forgotten, but I've had a lot of fun with. Do we remember Synopsis Us?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Let us play some Synopsis Us. Now, normally with Synopsis Us, I try and pick movies that you would actually be pretty adjacent to the actual synopsis. So I'm going to start us with our episode for tomorrow, and I need to have the synopsis for The Luck of the Irish. And so in this, I don't have these boys jump into it completely blind. We do play a little bit of a proper name, proper noun game here at the beginning to see if they can guess how many actual names are in there. That was introduced because some of the first movies we did were Lord of the Rings, and there's enough characters that it would probably help them to know whose names are in that. But do we have any guesses as to how many names are in The Luck of the Irish's synopsis?
Zero.
That's correct.
Mm.
Who would like to start?
Doge, I'll give it to you. I want you to have this.
We'll start.
Do you want any hints as to the length of the synopsis?
No, we got it.
No, I got it.
Create for me a synopsis for The Luck of the Irish.
This will be easy
to start our DCOM series.
This movie happens to be a foundational text in my life. A
basketball
loving
tween
discovers
his
granda
and
ma
are
leprechauns.
Period.
It was one sentence.
Oh.
The synopsis is one sentence.
Unperiod. So. Unperiod.
Semicolon.
He
then
must
reclaim
his
magic
luck
coin
with
his
sports
abilities.
Period.
Okay. So The Luck of the Irish. A basketball loving tween discovers his granda and ma are leprechauns. He then must reclaim his magic luck coin with his sports abilities.
If you read me that sentence, I would say, I know that.
I know exactly what you're
saying. Clearly. The actual synopsis is, a teenager must battle for a gold charm to keep his family from being controlled by an evil leprechaun. I will say, y'all's synopsis, while still brief, was a little bit more descriptive. If it was a battle between synopsi, y'all's was my favorite. Again, for y'all, The Luck of the Irish, the synopsis creation. A basketball-loving tween discovers his granda and ma are leprechauns. He then must reclaim his magic luck coin with his sports abilities. That was The Luck of
the Irish.
That's
exactly it. That's exactly what happens in that movie.
I don't know how we could be more clear.
There is no synopsis just yet for Feliz Navidad, so I'm not going to be able to do that.
Mm.
But there is a long list of other streaming Christmas movies that are coming out soon. And we're going to try and do a synopsis for a movie you might not have ever heard of.
Perfect.
Great.
Great. Our next two, so our final two for synopsis are actually going to be movies that were featured on a post by Melissa Joan Hart alongside Feliz Navidad. We have one releasing November 27th and one releasing November 29th. Our November 27th release is a movie called Dear Christmas, starring Melissa Joan Hart herself. How many names in here?
One.
Zero.
There is one. And this is kind of tough when it's a movie you've never heard of.
It's but a woman's name. Her name is Noelle. Guaranteed.
It's Jordan, you'll start us off this time.
Okay, great. When
Noelle,
it's Holly, man. It's definitely okay. Holly. I feel it in okay. my bones that it's Holly.
Holly.
I hope it's Noelle. When Holly falls
in
love
with
Christmas.
She
must
figure
out
a
way
to
communicate
with
him
using
letters
and
telegraphs
and
Christmas
love.
The end.
Period.
I was really going for a Dear
you
John.
You wanted to say
I was
the end?
I was going to try and figure out a way to make sure we got to say that Christmas shipped off to war and she had to write him Dear John letters. But
I was trying to figure this out. I think this is the story of a woman who always wrote letters to Santa Claus as a little girl. And then one Christmas, she gets a letter back.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, y'all. There were two names.
Were they Noelle and Holly?
No, I missed it because it wasn't capitalized.
You are not allowed to start recording without coffee literally ever again.
When Holly falls in love with Christmas, she must figure out a way to communicate with him using letters and telegraphs and Christmas love. Here's the thing. I'm going to take out when she falls in love with Christmas. We can take out the actual name Christmas and I'll give you a shot at the name of who she falls in love with, which is what the other name is.
Nick.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
It's definitely Nick.
When Holly falls in love with Nick, she must figure out a way to communicate with him using letters and telegraphs and Christmas love.
Hey, here's the third act plot twist. Nick is Santa Claus.
What?
Dear Christmas's synopsis is one of the shortest I've ever seen. And it says, Natalie makes a podcast, goes back home for Christmas to meet Jack, a local firefighter.
Natalie makes a podcast. Melissa Joan Hart is in a movie. Is she in this movie?
Uh-huh.
She is Natalie.
So she's playing a podcaster in a movie.
We don't know if Melissa is Natalie. She is not the top billed in this one. We don't know if she's Natalie. It doesn't say what name.
She's
hey,
Nick.
The plot continues to thicken because she's making a movie about a podcaster. So she at least is familiar with our art form.
She has made for sure some sort of bechamel, some sort of thickening agent for this plot. We got a stew going, is what I'm saying.
We got ourselves.
Maybe
a
you got
stew.
A stew going. Let's have one more. Let's have one more Melissa film.
Oh boy. She is quite the producer. There is a lot to see. Okay. This movie is called Christmas Reservations. How many names?
Zero.
Zero.
Well, my friends, we have one. There is
sure?
one name.
You sure?
I am looking at it closely. One name, three sentences.
I know exactly what happens in this movie, and I'm trying to beam it telepathically to you, Jordan, through okay. this Zoom call.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm confident
one
we're
name,
on the same page now.
Three sentences. Christmas Reservations, starring Melissa Joan Hart.
What do we think the name is?
We're agreeing on the name? Because I think it's Vanessa.
Yep, that feels right to me. Vanessa
owns
a
bed
and
breakfast.
Period.
Okay, great.
Okay, two more sentences.
On
Christmas
Eve,
there's a comma, right?
Yeah.
A
elderly
couple
decides
to
stay
the
night. Period. One more sentence.
On
Christmas
Eve. I backed out of what I originally wanted to do. I had to circle back.
However, comma.
Things
are
not
what
they
appear.
Id. A period.
Are not what they appear. Let me double check something because I can't even believe what I'm reading.
There's the elderly couple.
The elderly couple is Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, obviously. I didn't know. When you said elderly, originally I was going to go for like a handsome lawyer or something. But then when you said elderly, I decided that they would travel together that night.
Yeah.
Vanessa owns a bed and breakfast. On Christmas Eve, an elderly couple decides to stay the night. On Christmas Eve, however, things are not what they appear. Once again, Vanessa owns a bed and breakfast. On Christmas Eve, an elderly couple decides to stay the night. Actually, if we're being literal, it would have said a elderly couple. So yeah.
I originally was going to go for like on Christmas morning, and then I was like, what Christmas movie actually happens on Christmas Day? Christmas Day, Christmas morning is the final 5 minutes of every Christmas movie.
Yeah, Once Upon a Christmas ends with Christmas Day when DJ Tanner travels back to the past.
Yeah, but they all end on Christmas Day, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, like, she finds out that the elderly couple's Santa in like the last 10 minutes of this movie.
So it's just them hiding it from her?
Yeah.
Here is Christmas Reservations as it actually is. It's Christmas at the Tree Line Ski Resort, where Holly is the event coordinator at her family lodge. I'm not kidding. You were just off. Her name is Holly. Her name is Holly. She plans every event and keeps all the guests happy. But when her college sweetheart, now widowed with two children, checks in, Holly discovers she has her own reservations about life and love.
These storylines are just aging with the age of Melissa Joan Hart. Now it's not young heartthrob anymore. Now it's widower father.
She plays Holly. Do you want to guess a last name maybe? Are we feeling the Christmas vibes?
Yeah, hold on.
Her last name is Jolly Christmas.
No, it's like a normal last name.
Anderson.
Are you serious?
Anderson was the last name of the character in our script.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Was it Anderson? Are you kidding me?
Holly Anderson.
You're kidding me.
Somebody's just credited as Hot Tub Guy.
The name of the character in our script was Molly Anderson.
And this is Holly Anderson.
And this is Holly Anderson.
Now, granted, this
Melissa,
movie,
what are you doing?
I cheated a little bit. This movie did come out the 2nd of November, 2019. That's still a year after we introduced the world to Molly Anderson.
Jeez, the plot thickens. That's a thick plot, dude. Two seasons.
It's a thick plot. To end this episode, as we're slowly discovering that Melissa Joan Hart is stealing a little bit of everything, what do you think? What is your guess on the next thing that she has stolen from us? Just anything. Like, give me the scenario of you discovering what she has taken. I'm Carter, and she starts to make a movie, and it seems really interesting because it kind of hits close to home. About these three college guys that start a podcast. And then the title comes out and it's just like nightmarishly dead on. It's called Two Chunks in a Hunk, the movie.
I'm Doge. And I think that it won't be so much a movie as she'll start taking to her Instagram stories and doing a really bad Vin Diesel voice. And she will think it's very funny and won't ever stop doing it.
Yeah. I'm Jordan. And I think that it's basically going to end up with me like on a lake somewhere bumping into a wall painted like the sky. And just my whole life is just the Truman Show, just with Melissa in the Ed Harris director role. So,
boy, that's a different movie, huh? If it's Melissa Joan Hart instead of Ed Harris, especially at that time.
It's like 18-year-old Melissa Joan Hart.
And cut.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.